text number 9. So it's a prose verse, so we don't have a board. Just read the ones for you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bharatepi Varshe Bhagavan Nara Narayanakhya Akalpantam Upachita Dharma Jnana Vairagya Ishvaryu Pashanu Paramat Mupalam Banam Anugrahayat Mavatam Anukampaya Tapu Vyakta Vyatis Charati. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are inconceivable. He has appeared in the form of Nara Narayan in the land of Bharatvarsha, at the place known as Bhadarikashram, to favor his devotees by teaching them religion, knowledge, renunciation, spiritual power, sense control, and freedom from false ego. He is advanced in the opulence of spiritual assets, and he engages in executing austerity until the end of this millennium. This is the process of self-realization." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. People in India may visit the temple of Nara Narayan at Bhadarikashram just to learn how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation as Nara Narayan, engages in austerities to teach the people of the world how to achieve self-realization. It is impossible to realize oneself simply by absorbing oneself in speculation and material activities. One must be very serious about self-realization and the practice of austerity. Unfortunately, the people of this age of Kali do not even know the meaning of austerity. Under these circumstances, the Lord has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon the fallen souls the easiest method of self-realization, technically called Cheto-dharpana marjanam, cleansing of the dirt from the core of one's heart. This method is extremely simple. Anyone can chant the glorious Krishna Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this age, there are different forms of so-called advanced scientific knowledge, such as anthropology, Marxism, Freudianism, nationalism, and industrialism. But if we work very hard under their guidance, instead of adopting the process practiced by Nara Narayan, we shall waste our valuable human form of life. Thus, we shall certainly be cheated and misled. Om Ajnana Tibirandasya Gananjana Sarakasha Kshirom Bhagutamina Tasmai Shri Guru Namo Namo Shri. Krishna Shivade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinam Nindamistesa Svadadeva Gurvani Pasarane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paschatere Shatarane Ancha Kalpatru Vishya Kripa Sindhuri Vajapati Nandavani Bhu Vaishnavi Bhu Namo Namah. Nara Narayan Rishi, in another canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the fourth canto, they specifically mention how they are Arjuna and Krishna. Narayan is Krishna, and Nara is Arjuna. So when Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, we all both had many births, but I remember, Lord Dan, you don't, that also includes Nara Narayan. At the same time, Nara Narayan is a bit a special incarnation or special avatars because they are always there. This verse says, Akalpa ante, till the end of the Kalpa. Till the end of the Kalpa, they are in Bhadarika Ashram doing austerities. And different personality go meet them. Like they instructed Narada Muni, he says that in the seventh canto. But they're there. So I guess Arjuna, being a very special devotee of the Lord, has this power of simultaneously being the Pandava Arjuna and also Nara, the companion of Narayan in Bhadarikasha. So this Nara Narayan Rishi, let's go a little back to give a little background how they were born. Lord Brahma, one of Lord Brahma's sons was Svayambhuva Manu, the first of the Manus. There are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma, and Svayambhuva is the first. Svayambhuva Manu was married with Shatrupa, and they had 5 children. 2 sons and 3 daughters. The 2 sons are Uttanapada and Priyavrata, which are described in the Bhagavatam. Priyavrata is described in this 5th canto. Uttanapada is mentioned in the 4th canto. He was the father of Dhruva Maharaj. And then there are 3 daughters, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Akuti became the wife of the rishi known as Ruchi. And they became actually the father and mother of the avatar known as Yagya. It's not a very well-known avatar, but it's mentioned. Then Devahuti, very popular, also in ISKCON, because there's also the book, Teachings of Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti. So Devahuti was married to Kardama Muni, and they became the parents of 9 daughters, and then of Kapila Devi. And then Prasuti, the 3rd daughter, was given in marriage to Daksha, also described 4th canto Bhagavatam. And Daksha and Prasuti had 16 daughters. One was given to Lord Shiva. And of course, the story of the Daksha Yagya Sati is described at length in the 4th canto. Another daughter was given to Agnidev, the deva of fire. And then the 3rd one was given to the Pitriloka. It says to the Pitriloka. I'm not sure exactly what it means, probably to the ruler of Pitriloka. And then 13, the next 13, were given to Dharma. Now this Dharma is not very much described. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. It's not very much described. Who is this Dharma? But in the Matsya Purana, it is said that this Dharma comes directly from the chest of Lord Brahma. It comes from the right breast of Brahma. So, very, very elevated position. So this Dharma got these 13 daughters of Daksha as wives. And from one of them, Murti, Dharma and Murti, had Nara Narayan Rishi as twins. So this is in this Swayambhuva Mangum Manvantara. We are in the seventh Manvantara now, Bhava Shvatamanu. So it's already about 2 billion years. We are about in the middle of the day of Brahma, more or less. Well, less, but the middle. And so they're there in Badarikasha since 2 billion years, performing austerities. And what I wanted to say about that. And in fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are at least a couple of speakers like Maitreya Muni, Shukadeva Goswami, who says, when they mention Narayana, they say, and they are there right now. So basically, it's a special avatar, because generally avatars, they come, they do their thing, and then they leave. But Narayana stays. It's just like almost a default, a default setting of this planet, at least for this day of Brahma. They are there performing austerity, doing the things which are mentioned. They teach religion, they teach yoga, they teach all this. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned one can actually go to Badarikashram. People in India may visit the temple Nara Narayan. There is a very famous temple. Some of you may have been Badrinath, which is not exactly Badarikashram. Badarikashram, it's not very easy to go for ordinary people. And it's not like you just get a ticket or an helicopter, you go and see Nara Narayan Rishi. But there is this deity in Badrinath that millions of people go. In fact, it's one of the four dhams, considered the four dhams. Badrinath, Rameshwaram, Puri, and Dwarak. So Char Dham. Many Hindus do the Char Dham Yatra. Sometimes even ISKCON devotees organize the Char Dham Yatra. So they go to these four places. Of course, all the places are here in my airport. So I heard, my wife went to see the temple, I've never been there, that date is very old. You almost you can't recognize the features. I mean, you can see it's like kind of a human form meditating, but you can't really see. It's not like so sharp. Because it's there since, I don't know, nobody knows, I mean, at least I don't know since how long the date is there. But it's important, very important place of pilgrimage. Last year, it was last year that there was all the floods and many people died, got stuck up there. I don't know the lesson from that, but last year there was a lot of flood in that part of India and hundreds of people got stuck there. I don't know, for how long, months, weeks? Huh? You were there. So you left me 2 days. Probably they were just waiting for you to go and then they unleashed the whole thing. Huh? So there was a lot of problems there. Some of you have seen the videos on YouTube. You see these huge rivers, the Ganga. They just break everything. They bring down houses and cars. You see these cars floating in the rivers, and many people died actually. Anyway, but Narayana remained in his own peaceful environment, untouched by all these things. There is a story about Narayana which is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. It's mentioned twice. Once is mentioned in the second canto, only as one verse. When Lord Brahma in the second canto gives just a little introduction of all the avatars, so he just mentioned Narayana, and then is described with some detail in the 11th canto.
in the discussion between the Nava Yogendras and Maharaj Nimi. So the story was like that. Nara Narayan was there, sitting peacefully, doing their meditation, doing their exemplary tapasya. As a teacher, they would teach. They have an ashram there. I know they have students or something, but they have an ashram. So it's called Badarikasha. And then Indra started thinking, oh, these two yogis, they want to become Indra themselves. They must be doing these austerities because they want the big post, which was a clear example of projection, you know, Atmavan Manyate Jagat. As we think everybody else thinks like that. So Indra, because that's, at least this Indra, that's his mood, so he thinks like that. He felt very threatened, because he saw these yogis are very powerful. Of course, it's Krishna Arjuna, very powerful. So he sent Cupid himself, Kamadeva, Madan. Madan himself, he sent Madan and he sent different demigods, different apsaras, with a specific mission to make Naranarayana fall down from their trapasya, fall down from their brahmacharya. And so this whole crew came down in Badarikasha, and they said Madan tried to fascinate the mind of Naranarayan. He brought beautiful ladies with very fascinating sidelong glances. So you can see this scene, you can imagine these two great yogis sitting there, and this whole party comes, these ladies all starting becoming very flirtatious. And the Bhagavan says, Naranarayan say, what? Say, what's going on? Say, they were perplexed. Say, what do you think they're doing? And they were not even angry. It's so ridiculous. They were not even angry. They were kind of amused. Like if a small child, say 2-year-old, comes in front of you and say, I'll beat you. You don't feel angry. You feel, what are you doing? It's like if you just, it's funny. So they just felt, this is funny. And then they stayed just there, like that, smiling. And then after some time, this Madan and his associate realized that nothing is working. These ladies kept, whatever they did, I don't know exactly, but whatever they did, the gesture, all sorts of seducing glances and gestures, nothing happened. And I don't know, I was just looking, what they think they are. So finally they realize, these are not common yogis. These are not going to fall. In the other cases, some yogis fall. There are many stories, Mahabharata, of yogis that rishis, one apsara goes there and they fall down, or they lose semen, like that. But this time nothing happened. And so they started becoming very frightened. Started becoming very afraid. Oh, we must have done a great offenses. We brought the whole party and nothing is happening. They are even just laughing at us. They don't feel any agitation. They don't even feel irritated. So they started feeling very, very afraid. This we are going to get cursed. But Naranarayana and Rishi were very gentle. Very gentlemanly. They say, no, don't worry, we are here. In our ashram, you are our guests, so please take some prasad. Please have a seat. They treated very nicely. Please, don't worry. Sit down. They brought some, I don't know, brahmachari, that's not mentioned, but they brought some food. They gave gifts. Oh, you are our guests. Our ashram you're honoring our ashram. You're coming from the higher planets, you're coming to our very humble ashram here in the mountains. Please, have a seat, have some prasada. Like that. So this Devas was really embarrassed. And at one point, Naranarayan, specifically from his body, started manifesting
women, beautiful women, beautiful apsaras, much more beautiful, much more elegant, much more attractive, and much more well-dressed than these other women that the demigods brought with them. Much more, like a different category, a few notches up. So they really feel that these demigods, they really feel ashamed. Because they thought, you know, we are really attractive, and they have special dresses from Swargaloka. But these women, created by the mystic power of Narayan, were much more better. And Narayan said, look, see, there are many of them. Pick up the one you like most and take them to the heaven. It will be a kind of our gift to you, and it will be a nice decoration for your heavenly planets. And so the demigods chose Urvasi, and they all went back to Indraloka, and they explained to Indra that it did not work as planned. I'm sorry, King Indra, these people are not going to fall from some apsaras. They can create much more beautiful apsaras themselves. So they certainly don't need our apsaras. And Indra, at that time, he felt also afraid. He felt very surprised, and he felt also afraid because he realized, I'm messing with the wrong yogis. And he realized, these people are here to bless the world. They're not here to get a position. They're not in a competitive mood. They're not to try to climb the corporate ladder of the universe. They're just there to give example. They are not an Narayan. They're just there to help people. And so that's a story that's described there. And Badarikashram has also many connections in the Bhagavatam. You see, Lord Krishna, when he leaves the planet, he sends Uddhava to Badarikashram. That's also a very important aspect of the Bhagavatam. There's also the connection. We know that Madhvacharya, he went to Badarikashram, that is where he met Vyasadeva. And there is a description also that when Madhvacharya, according to normal calendar, he was with us on the earth for 80 years. But he did not die, really. There is no like a samadhi of Madhvacharya. He did not leave a body behind. What happened is that there is this temple in Udupi. Some of you have been to Udupi, in South India, Karnataka, almost on the sea, Arabian Sea, Indian Ocean. So there is this famous temple of Udupi Krishna that was installed by Madhvacharya. In front of the temple, there is two Shiva temples. One is called the Chandramulleshwar temple, and that's a temple apparently built directly by the Pandavas. It's a very interesting architecture. You see huge slabs of stone. So there is this the story there that actually the Pandavas built that temple when they visited there. So you have this temple, and it's a very special temple because it's a Shiva temple. But there is also a story that is also a Vishnu temple, because there is Parashuram who once went there, so he took a place of Shiva. I don't know exactly the details, but you go there, there is like both Parashuram and Shiva. And it's very frequented also by devotees, also by Vaishnavas. Madhvacharya did not create like a division, or didn't create really a rejection of the Devata. So the Madhva line, Madhvacharyas, they worship Shiva, they worship Ganesh. Anyway, they integrate everything. So in that temple, when you face the main altar, you go, you turn left, and there is a little niche, like a little door, maybe like this.
And there's a place there, like a platform. It is said that Madhvacharya, when he decided to leave the visible pastimes, he sat there. He sat there in meditation. And then he asked, okay, cover me with flowers. So they covered him with flowers. They did all the ceremony, and then they covered him with flowers. And then, when they took out the flowers, there was no more madhva. It was just empty. And if you ask the madhvas, they say, he went through mystic power through Bhadarikasham to join his guru, Vyasadeva. I don't know if he also joined Naranarayan Rishi. It's possible, I don't know. But that's how Madhvacharya left the world, but he left at least our view of his pastimes. Like that. Okay, a few words on this of this point that Srila Prabhupada makes. Here he's talking about austerity, Naranarayana Rishi being an example of tapasya in the Himalayas. But Srila Prabhupada immediately warns, obviously in this Kali Yuga, that's not the method. We can't ask we can't ask even ourselves probably to go in the Himalaya and practice there. It's just not the Yuga Dharma. It's not the way of becoming realized. And so Srila Prabhupada stressed, we had to do this method technically called Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. See, Patanjali Muni, when he writes in his Yoga Sutra, he defines yoga, yoga's chitta vritti nirodha. He says yoga means the nirodha, the vanquishment of chitta vritti, of the disturbance of the mind, of the vortexes of the mind. Basically, he says yoga means to stop the mind. And the Yoga Sutra, he describes this whole process of yama, niyama, pranayama, asana. And finally, he says how basically it's all done to still the mind. And in fact, one verse of the Yoga Sutra even says, even breathing, it's a disturbance to the Prabhupada yoga. Not breathing in a wrong way, just breathing. Therefore he teaches that ideally the yogi should balance the incoming breath, the outcoming breath should come to a neutral stage and stop breathing. Because just that breathing, putting the air in the lungs, a little movement of the lungs, and of the ribs, like that, just the movement disturbs the mind. So he said, just this. And then, when you control completely the mind, you stop the mind, then you reach samadhi. That's his method. Very similar to what, you know, the classic yoga. But here it says, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. The cleansing, more than the stoppage or the neutralization of the mind, it's more like the cleansing of the mind and the absorption of the mind in something superior, in all the forms of kirtan, in all the form of sankirtan, in all the forms of service to the sankirtan movement. And it's very interesting because Srila Prabhupada very often does that. As soon as the text of the Bhagavatam brings up some original or traditional system like yagya, immediately Srila Prabhupada said, yes, the king did the yagya, Ashwamedha, Gomedha, but in this age is Sankirtan yagya. Srila Prabhupada, like, you can almost reset your watch. Now when you talk about this thing, immediately Srila Prabhupada says, but in this age is Sankirtan yagya. Okay, so there's a few ideas on this verse. Any questions, comments? Gita Nagari Prabhu, do we have a mic for Prabhuji?
Speaking about Bhadrak Ashram, I just want to make sure I have this right. That I've heard that Vyasadeva, Uddhava, and believe it or not, Ashwatthama are still up there. performing yoga to this day. And at the end of Kali Yuga, when it comes time for, after the Kalki avatar, they're supposed to descend from Bhadrak Ashram, do a 1,000-year yajna, and then they're the ones who repopulate the world for the next Satya Yuga. Okay. So I want to know, do I have that right? Is that correct?
I don't have I don't have an evidence either to prove or disprove what you say. Probably maybe you can shed some light. I heard about Ashwatthama is somewhere else, but again, I don't even have an evidence for that.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to speak on Ashwatthama. So he was cursed to roam Vrindavan.
Vraj, yeah.
Vraj. So until the end of Kali Yuga.
Uh-huh.
I was also informed that he will become, at the end of his life, the next Brahma.
Ashwatthama.
Ashwatthama.
So you're going to talk about this in your Bhagavad Gita class? Which is when? Tomorrow?
No, mine
today.
Is Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to talk about Ashwatthama.
Oh, sorry. Prabhu will give class on Thursday. As you know, thanks to the efforts of Bhakta Jeff Prabhu, we now have a Bhagavad Gita class every evening, 7:30 here, in English. So you're welcome to come. Thank you, Prabhu. So, yeah, many things I heard. I don't have a evidence for what you said, Gita Nagar Prabhu, so I guess it's possible, at least partially. Who? Vyasadev. Well, Ashwatthama Prabhu was saying he is roaming in Vraj.
Okay.
I even heard that some people saw him, but I don't know. There are these stories. The other three I can't confirm. I don't have a verse that says they're there or so. Possible. These are all obviously very special personalities. These are not humans that only last 80-100 years. So they're all divine personalities. Some of them are avatars. So it's certainly possible, but I don't have a confirmation.
I had a dream. I'm living in Vrindavan.
You're living?
I live in Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan?
Yes. And I had a dream of Ashwatthama. And so he, as I was doing a japa walk, there are many sadhus, and I met with this person, and he revealed to me that he was Ashwatthama. And he was very repentant for his activities, and begged me to pray to Krishna Balaram and the deities in our temple there, and they agreed that he could go back to Godhead.
They agreed, the deities?
The deities, yes, told me they leave it.
That's after the dream?
In the dream.
Oh, in the dream.
In the dream, they told me that he could go back to Godhead, but he would have to perform a 3-day sankirtan in Vraj. And he agreed to this, and at that time he transformed himself from being a grubby looking sadhu into his kshatriya form. Big body and jewels and crown, and he performed sankirtan, and by the end of 3 days, every person in Vrindavan, including the Muslims, everybody was chanting non-stop without sleep or eating the Maha Mantra. And then at the end of these 3 days, he came with me to the MVT
garden. Restaurant.
Garden.
Oh God, sorry.
MVT, yeah, he wasn't hungry.
But, okay.
But he went to the MVT garden and we both sat down and he just disappeared in his body.
Thank you for your sharings. We don't generally get this kind of sharing during the question and answer session. Prabhuji?
I just want to know...
Get the mic, please.
I just want to know, how do I get dreams like that? My dreams are mostly about, you know...
But you ask Prabhuji, don't ask me. my dreams are also kind of...
My dreams are mostly about mundane things that are, you know, I never have a transcendental dream like that. Uh-huh.
I have had many dreams about different.
Thank you. Anything else anybody likes to share or ask? Yes, Prabhuji?
I want to ask another question. Why is it sometimes, mostly from the mouth of Bhishmadeva, who is one of the 12 Mahajans. At least in the version of the Mahabharata that I have read often, Bhishmadeva will say, you know, especially when discussing the upcoming Kurukshetra war, he will say, oh, Krishna Balaram, Krishna and Arjuna, I'm sorry, they're the incarnation of Narayana Narayana Rishi. He says it again and again. So why is that? I always wonder.
Okay, I'm not 100% familiar with those specific texts, so who's speaking and why is speaking. As a general answer, I can say that in one sense, in teaching, you always refer to what the student knows, and then you attach new knowledge. So if people knew that Narayana, because it's there, billions of years. So if you want to say who is Krishna and Arjuna, then you say Narayana.
I see.
Now if maybe in an Eastern environment you say who is Narayana is Krishna Arjuna.
Right.
So you start with what you know and you go to what you know. More technically speaking, I can refer you to a passage.
Which is passage in the there's a verse in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's very similar because it says that give me a sec. There is a description how different sages define Naranarayana in different ways. Some say Vishnu, some say Kshirodakashaya Vishnu, some say Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and then... One aspect boils down to according to their vision of the Lord. They say, according to the relation they established with the form of the Lord, they say, oh, he is that form. There is that passage also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm sure you're familiar with, where it says, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, you can say that Lord Chaitanya is Vamana Dev, you can say he's Paramatma, and it's all right. It's all true, because he is all those things. So I even know some devotees in Mayapur who have a different they have different perception or perspective of, say, Om Nrisingadev. Some they see as Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Nrisinga. Some they see as Madhava in the mood of Nrisinga. So according to where they come from, according to their rasa, according to their natural affection, they see a form of the Lord as a manifestation of their own form of the Lord. Okay, thank you very much for your attention and patience. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nara Narayan Rishi ki jai.